Been a while since I've been here. You have given a good report. You're standing strong, and that's so important to me. And I know it'd be important to feel that you stand strong and carry out what the Lord have assigned to this ministry. And so I'm led by the Spirit to come here tonight. I just call and tell them I'm coming apostolically tonight. The lesson that I'm going to teach tonight is way over our head. And some of the things that we have learned, it's time for a greater dimension of maturity apostolically. And you'll see that a lot of things tonight will be answered. A lot of things will be altered in your life tonight, in your family, in your prayer, in your meditation. You will grow to an extent tonight that is beyond measure. The message I never taught it before. When every time I turn toward this church and say it's time to go, he gave me a lesson on maturity. Remember last time, Ephesians chapter 4, we talked about maturing in the things of God. You go back and look over, you see it. But tonight I want you to lift one hand. Father, we thank you tonight for your Spirit. We're here to minister your word. Let it go forth and world shake us like never before. Give us an understanding of what you're saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's go to work. Anybody believe in God for something? I have been believing for a long time. Tonight, you'll see exactly what to do and how to do it, and do not have to wait for it. Okay, you do not have to wait for it. Waiting, we've been waiting for centuries now. Waiting. No, tonight, the Lord. I'm excited myself because I'm a student here tonight. I don't know all how the Holy Spirit gonna say all this, but I know what he have ministered to me about for this class tonight. And when you hear the subject, you're going to have to grow up immediately. When you hear the subject, you're going to grow up instantly in order to be impacted by what the Lord want to impact you with. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
We'll deal with a lot of stuff. I got two pads tonight. I wrote in one and couldn't find the other one. I'm going to go to some scripture. Some scripture I'm going to give you to do as a home study that you can study yourself. But this is so powerful, and this, we need this, and then I have to teach this at Word of Life. I don't want them to get jealous. I come here and teach you something that you'll grow faster than them. Yeah. And so I need you to take notes because this is new. This is fresh. This is from heaven, all right? In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians, chapter 1. Now listen very carefully what we're about to talk about, and we're going to pull out a lot of things. Maturing in the mysteries of manifestation. Maturing in the mysteries of manifestation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You got your Bible? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. You see that? Uh-huh. Now notice the book of Ephesians is a book of maturity. And it is also a book that decrees that all manifestations are already paid for. And that all manifestation, all promises, all that God says he's going to do and all that God promised is already done. So I need for you to write down in your notes, is already mine. See, it's a past, Ephesians is a past tense book. It's not a book trying to get something done. Ephesians is a matured book and it's declaring what already has transpired. So important that you see that. Because it'll cut the battle out. It'll cut the wondering out. Okay? And when Paul started teaching this, you know, you got a prayer in Ephesians 1, you got a prayer in Ephesians 3. Then clarification of the ministry gifts is in Ephesians 4. Then Ephesians 5 telling us about being filled with the Spirit. Then the 6th chapter tells us about the arm of God. That's a lot of stuff. But that put a Christian in a place where they can be matured. Now, notice with me in the same opening, in the first chapter, after Paul laid out some things about maturity, in Ephesians 1:17 now, he said, I need to get you in a position where you can receive this. So he said this, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Now notice what he asked for in verse 17, because this is already theirs, and now they have to know that manifestation is not hard. Okay? You know, it's a different when you're trying to get something, and then something belongs to you already. There's a big difference. But you have to know that, and I want to show you some ways to know that tonight. So he prays that the Lord God, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, verse 17, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. See, you need this to understand manifestation that has already transpired. And revelation in the knowledge of him. Then he prays in the 18th verse. The 18th verse is a verse that behold, 1 Corinthians 2:9. He said, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things that God had prepared for them. But here by revelation, in this past tense revelation of what God has already done for us in Christ, but we've got to have eyes to see. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. It's continuously. The realm and the revelation of God and what he done through Christ is so strong that you cannot handle it all at one time. You can't see it all at one time. It'll be staggering to you. So he says, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Now let's start here. Maturing in the mystery of manifestation. I want to give you some words first. First word is resurrection. Resurrection. Biggest manifestation ever been made. But it won't serve much without reality. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can make the resurrection real. And the resurrection has to do with all your manifestation. Okay. And here's another thing now. This have not been revealed in the church as it should. He talked about resurrection. Then he talks about reality. Then I heard the word relax. What? We've been in this fight. Relax. But I heard the word fighting too much. For what is already yours. You don't have to. You see, I got a note down here. Breakthrough? No, birthright. Yes, blessing. See, blessing, when you got revelation, birthright and blessing take the place of the breakthrough. See, resurrection mean broken through. You see what I'm saying? Resurrection means it's already done. It's already paid for. Nothing can stop you from having what the word says yours. How many see me now? We're going to get deep in this now. So resurrection, number one. Number two, reality. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can bring you into the realm of reality of the revelation. And the next word is receiving the Holy Spirit. That thing that we've been praying about and confessing and decreeing are ours already. Listen what the Holy Spirit say about this text. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, Ephesians 1:3, bless us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. But you see, you got to have revelation, you got to have illumination to walk in it, not by religion. All right? Now, here's what God said to me. All prayers answered sweatless and rapidly. Now, we know that have not been happening. But here in this growth, in this maturing in the spirit, in this book of Ephesians, he said to me, tell them all prayers answered sweatless and rapidly. How many take some of that? But it's working from this standpoint of revelation that when I pray, I'm praying for something that is already mine. We're in the book of Ephesians. It's a maturing book. It's a book on manifestation. Look at Ephesians 3:20 now. Don't look at it in the same vein that we used to look at it, but look at it now from the standpoint of resurrection, reality, relax, rest, and receive. Now, all prayer answers sweatless and rapidly. Now, you notice what it says there now. Now, this is already yours. Ephesians 3:20 is already yours. There's nothing you'll be praying about and confessing. It's yours for the taking. Yes, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Now that power working in us, we have to have the insight and the revelation that Jesus already paid for all of this. Yes, so now you come with words that you can apply in your life. One word is achievement. Attainment, accomplishment, acceleration, advancement will flow like a river. Oh, y'all didn't get it. Let me go over it again. Oh, y'all answer me. That's sad. I'm trying to teach you. Achievement. How many of y'all ever had the option that you needed to achieve something? Yeah. What I'm saying to you, with this maturing in the mystery of, see, mystery is hidden secret. Things that have been hidden, but now the Bible revealed to us, because of Christ, actually all things are yours now. It's already yours. Say it's already mine. Now that's a different category. I'm telling you, it's not a religious talk here. That puts you in a different bracket, because most Christians are in the bracket trying to get something. Yes, trying to get God to give them something. God said, it's like the oldest son in the prodigal son. He fussing about, I worked and I did all this. He said, boy, all that I have is thine. And see, when you understand that, that's the end of the battle. You take what you want by force. So these words, achievement, attainment, accomplishment, acceleration, advancement, will flow like a river. you receive that. That's what you're here for. That's what we're here for. No more fighting for breakthrough. See, when you understand he's already done it. Already, Jesus got my breakthrough. So what I see in this book belong to me. Do you know how to change your confession? Do you know how to change your manifestation?
Yes.
Do you know what the angels waiting on somebody to talk like that? They're ready to go to battle. We just got to grow up. We got to mature. It's not the same old ABC no more. Mature in the spirit. It's rightfully yours. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. So no more fighting for breakthrough. Oh, now what am I going to do? I can't fight for breakthrough. Instead, listen. Instead, you will be walking from this night forward in birthright blessing on purpose,
yes, sir.
In his presence and power.
Yes,
oh, my God. Take it, because all you got to do is apply your faith. This is revelation. This is from heaven. This is from God. Either you want it or you don't want it. Either you want to stay in your same routine, you want to stay on the same level. That's up to you. But I was told to come put it out. So when you leave here tonight, the same person not leaving yet. Revelation changed your rim. Revelation changed your reach. You see what I'm saying? And so all the requirement that religion said we got to go through, we don't have to go through it. I'm telling you, not one person would leave you at a Sam tonight if you open up and let this maturity flow in you. See, we're talking about maturing in the mystery of manifestation. In other words, when you mature in the mystery of manifestation, it means manifestation after manifestation after manifestation, because you know it's rightfully yours. So you're not fighting for it, you're taking it. The enemy not big enough to stop you. See, once he couldn't stop Jesus, they tried to hold him in the grave. Once he couldn't stop Jesus, he know. Everybody connected to Jesus. He can't stop them. That's why Jesus gave us his name. His name carries his resurrected power. When we use that name. See, we didn't got commentary. We say in the name of Jesus. No. Every time you say the name of Jesus, the resurrection rides up. Every time you say the name of Jesus, Satan is defeated. He knows it, but you got to know it by faith. You got to say it with force and power. Say it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That cover everything you need in with. That covers every manifestation you need right here tonight, Tuesday night. God works on Tuesday night, you know. Every manifestation, every healing, every limitation is taken off your life right now. Just see, because it's a mouthful. I never taught this before. He said, maturing in the mystery of manifestation. Here's what the Holy Ghost says with this revelation. It doesn't matter where you are in life now. All struggles, frustration, heartaches, hard time, and limitation are being removed by revelation as I speak. The sword of the Spirit this night is cutting out of your life frustration. Say sweatless.
Sweatless.
Sweatless. See, yeah, revelation. Revelation make manifestation sweatless. You see it? Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly place. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we actually think, according to the power that works in us. Now, according to the power that works in us is the revelation we're receiving to know that all manifestation are already paid for. Woo! Jesus. You know, now you know what's going to happen the next time you pray? The hustling is over. The enemy have us hustling for something that's already out. We got to pray 3 hours for something. When we could have said, I am.
I am.
I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I have.
I have.
That's a wrap. See, because your name, your identification is when the Lord answered Moses. He said to Moses, Moses said, who's that? Tell him I am that I am. Well, that's our identification.
Yes, sir.
True, true. I am every promise. I mean, I am every blessing.
Yes, sir.
I am. Because it belonged to me, because I'm in the great I am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So when I make a demand on something, it's Jesus making a demand on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus never made a demand he didn't receive.
Yes, sir.
Struggles, frustration, hard time. And then I wrote, it's shouting ground. This is the moment you have been looking for.
Yes.
Waiting for.
Yes,
working for.
Yes.
And tonight it become a gift to you.
Yes.
Now listen, now this is the moment. This is the moment. See, this is an apostolic moment in the church. And you happen to be connected.
Yes.
I mean, you happen to be the closest connection to me that is on the face of the earth. So this is the moment. See, this is the moment you've been looking for, waiting for, working for. You getting it? And tonight it become a gift to you. Become a gift by revelation. See, your prayer is not going to be the same. When you and your wife agree about something, it's not going to be the same. You're going to be at a total different level of understanding. It's ours already. So here, all things are already mine. Now, listen to what I want you to do here. Opening the door of your soul to the reality of resurrection grace.
Yes.
Opening the door of your soul, of your mind, of your conscience, of your emotion, of your imagination, of your will, of your desire, of your minute, of your memory. Opening the door of your soul to the reality of resurrection grace. You see, resurrection grace. See, that's not normal talking. Resurrection grace. Well, resurrection grace is saying everything is already paid for. Hush, devil, quit calling my name. It's already paid for. Hush, devil, quit calling my name. You know you have no hold on me no more. You can't stop me. I'm already through. I travel in blood. See? I want you to know from this night forward, you're going to have to keep them two words together, resurrection grace. I'm praying by resurrection grace. I'm clamoring this by resurrection grace. In other words, the church, the believer, you travel in resurrection favor. That's all it's saying. Huh? You know what Psalm 5:12 said? Look at it. I'm surrounded by resurrection favor. The shield of favor is around my house. The shield of favor is around my car. The shield of favor is around my children. The shield of favor is around my marriage. Ain't gonna be no divorce here. Ain't gonna be no breakup here. The shield of favor. You have to know that. You have to know that. You have to know that. Hear me well now. My self-worth will never be based on human opinion again. I'm already approved by God. In Him, I live, I move, and I have my being. I don't need a second emotion. I don't need all these people endorse my life. I walk by faith, not by sight. See, that's maturing in manifestation. Now, manifestation, if you're listening, manifestation is going to start happening in your life because you're ready for it. And now an apostolic grace is coming on this church, upon you, upon this young man, upon this family, that this maturity belonged to us. All the lessons we have gone through, now the apostolic come and endorse it because you know enough to understand what I'm saying. You can't teach this everywhere. You can't teach this type of Kostalisukuna. You can't teach this type of maturity everywhere. Some groundwork had to be laid for it. If you listen to me, and I believe you are, you have no more limitation. And it's not by work nor by job. You understand? Don't gauge your life by your academic ability. Let's move in the spirit where five loaves of bread and two small fish. Let's move in the spirit where a man, a professional fisherman, and all his team have fished all night and taken nothing. But then the masters told him, say, go back out in the same water, take the same net. I'll talk to the fish for you. See, when you pray, when you confess, God talked to that thing for you. Let me say this while it's flowing in my spirit. There's so much God is trying to get to you right now. So much. And all He needs is your partnership. Stop struggling in your prayer. Stop struggling in your Bible study. Relax. Rest. Receive. Tell it what to do. Call things that be not as though they were. Declare the Lord is my shepherd. Don't just say, I shall not want, but I'm not talking about it. I shall not want. I'm talking about not wanting. I ain't talking about this. That's not no point. That's a pointer. And then he says, tonight I will tonight stop trying to get what is already mine. I will tonight, write that down. I will tonight stop trying to get what is already mine. See, I receive it.
I
take it by force.
It's already paid for.
I live in resurrected grace. That means what the Lord Jesus did on the cross was paid for me, and everything the Father promised, I can have it now.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now this is the shouting ground here. You've had your last breakdown. I've had my last breakdown. See, because this grace, when this grace is flowing right, you can't have a breakdown. Everything, now listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. Everything that looked like a breakdown in your life is a manifestation of blessing from this day forward. Don't panic. Your breakthrough was provided for you 2,000 years ago. I said your breakthrough was provided for you 2,000 years ago. I said your breakthrough was provided for you 2,000 years ago. Now, sit down here, because for a few more minutes. Hasola bashata. See if we can identify. Go back to Ephesians 1:3. See if we can identify with this. We need to. And just put Luke 15:31 in your notes about that boy. Say, all that I have is thine. I want you to have that. But I got a few more things I want to say to you, and then I'm going to close. Ephesians 1:3, you looking at it? I'm going to make a statement. You write it down, put whatever way you want to put it down. Christians spend their entire life chasing something they already have. See. So actually I wrote down your keys of wisdom that will set you to live totally free. Secondly, they are always asking the Lord to do something, to bless, heal, deliver, or prosper them, when in truth they are seeking what already have been given them. Come on now, can y'all see that? You call that robbery. The only way the thief can steal, kill, or destroy is deception. You follow me? That's robbery. That's the only way you can do it. If you have a revelation, you can stop it. Listen to me now. Now watch this. I'm going to see who's going to put these shoes on. They believe that God can do anything, not that he has done very much. Yeah, you see, we get bold behind those scriptures. Well, we quote scriptures, and we're like, we're flying. But we're waiting for him to do it. And so we're strong on God can do anything. If you get as strong in the fact that God has done it. And if you renew your mind and meditate along the line in the scripture that way, and when you see that scripture, say, this is mine. You know it's already yours. It will change your faith. See, let me give it again. They always ask the Lord to do something. To bless, heal, or prosper them, when in truth they're seeking what they've already been given. They believe that God can do anything, but not that he has past yet done very much. See. And I know what Jesus said when he was on the cross. I think it's John 19:30. I think he said something. You see what he said? Look at it. I think it's John 19:30. Look what he said. See, can you get a revelation now? What happened to the curtain that was blocking us out when he was on the cross? What happened to it? So every prayer you pray, according to the scripture, it is finished. Every decree you make, according to the blood of Jesus, it is finished. Now I need you with this revelation of maturing in manifestation to cling to those three words, it is finished. Yes. I need you to rehearse it when things look like it's going to get rough. I need you to rehearse that to yourself. It is finished. 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 And it'll build a volume up in your spirit. And it'll give you a divine mentality. It is finished. It's already done. I'm not trying to get it done. It's already done. I got to receive it by faith and look at the manifestation. Now here's what it said about the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians says, everything has already been accomplished in Christ and given to the born-again believer. The whole book. Read it. The whole book. It's talking about maturity, but it's talking about, man, my goodness. My goodness. Do you hear what he's saying? Maturing in the mystery of manifestation. Do you hear that? Say it.
Maturing in the mystery of manifestation.
Say it again.
Maturing in the mystery of manifestation.
Say it again.
Maturing in the mystery of manifestation.
Now, what are we saying here? What are we saying? We're just repeating. What are we saying here?
Come on, sir.
We're just repeating it because the man of God said repeat it. What are we saying here? This thing got to go down in your spirit. You can't leave here the same when you came through them doors. You have to know now that I've matured in 35 minutes. And my prayer's not going to be the same. My word's not going to be the same. My confession, my decree, none of that's going to be the same. My whole home has changed. The whole atmosphere has changed. Because I know it is
finished.
My health is finished. My wealth is finished. My happiness. My joy, my peace. It doesn't matter what's going on around me. See, here's a secret. Here's a secret. Never live from without in. Live from within out. So don't ever let, when you walk into something, don't let it determine who you are. Come at it from the inside. I'm almost through. So the book of Ephesians says everything has already been accomplished in Christ and given to the born again believer. It's already done. Say it's already done.
It's already done.
So you might want to write in your own way. It's both already done and already out. It's both already done and see, already done is not enough. It's already out. It is finished. See, now you got to grip that. You got to meditate that. I say you got to meditate. It's already done. It's not enough. But you got to. It's already mine. I'll use a term that everybody knows. Paid for. You know what that mean, right? Yeah, you know what that mean. Paid for. Come on, you can't have it. I'm paid for this. It's mine. Paid for. Your house paid for, and the sheriff come. Come on, he got some papers. A lien on your house. Lien what? You better lien off my porch. Paid for. Say paid for. Now every need, every desire, every dream that you got with you now is already paid for. Now, when you, for lack of better word, this word I don't want to use, but it better. You have to program this in you. Divinely let the Holy Spirit program this in you that you're not fighting an equal opponent. Satan can't hold nothing back from you. But he don't want you to know it. See? Now, I don't want you all to waste my time. I came up here because the Holy Ghost told me it's time to go up. And this lesson of maturity is God putting his arm around you. Now, the word of God taught and not applied is foolishness. No matter how much revelation, how much anointing is placed in this Bible class tonight, if you don't apply it, if you don't know this night is not the end, if you don't know I got to work this tonight, I got to work this tomorrow, I got to work this, I got to think about this. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing in the same position? After a class like that, after apostolic importation like that, why am I still having the same problem? Why am I still on the same level? You didn't apply it, that's why. You didn't apply it, you're just a hero. See, God don't need our endorsement, we need God's endorsement. He wants you to apply it, man. Yes, come on. Come on. Yes, come on. Apply it. Apply it. A victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforces the victory already won through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
You see, a victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforcing. Come on, I want you to get this now. You're enforcing something when you pray. You're enforcing something when you confess. When you make a decree our thing, you're enforcing something. You're not trying to make a, you're enforcing a victory that already yours. Let me read this to you again. I remember when I first read it many years ago. A victorious Christian isn't seeking victory, but rather enforcing the victory already won through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So now, what I'm saying, worshiper, you're going to leave here tonight in a different position now. See, you are an enforcer. In the name of Jesus. See, you when you say that name by faith, you are an enforcer, and the whole attitude or the whole power, the whole grace of Jesus come and work through you. My goodness, man. My goodness. Yeah, it's raining, so just. We aren't trying to win a battle. We're coming from a battle that has already been won. Turn to Romans chapter 8. We aren't trying to win a battle. We're coming from a battle that has already been won. Jesus has conquered, and we're enforcing his conquest. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we what? More than conqueror. He didn't say someday we're going to become a conqueror. Now, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you left at your house. You a Christian, you still more than a conqueror. I'm not going to accept that up in here tonight. You don't know my problem. You don't know what I'm going through. You still more than a conqueror. I'm not going to agree with you and disagree with Jesus. Jesus said you're more than a conqueror. If it's not happening, there's something wrong with you. Nothing wrong with his word. Nothing wrong with the Holy Spirit. Nothing wrong with Jesus. It's you not applying what the Lord said. I don't care how crazy your husband is, how crazy your wife is. I don't care who crazy in the house. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're smoking pot. I don't care if they're drinking vodka. You still in control. Vodka and pot. Pot can't whoop Jesus. Now listen to this girl carefully. I got three or four more things I'm going to say to you. As believers, what I said?
As
now watch this. We aren't trying to get something from God. We're fighting to receive the full manifestation what's already ours in Christ. Big difference, big difference. You listening?
Yes, sir.
We aren't trying to get healed. We're fighting because we're already healed. And the devil is trying to steal it. We aren't begging God to prosper us financially. We're fighting a good fight of faith to see the prosperity that already been given to us manifest. Big difference? Everybody in here, prosperity already been given to you. Everybody in here. Health and healing already been given to you. Everybody in here, happiness and joy already given to you. It's already mine. Now, here's one. I know this is a rocky one here. We aren't asking God to bless us because he has already commanded his blessing upon us. So, what you say? I'm blessed. In the city. And in the field. You see that? I'm blessed. The blessing, God already has commanded his blessing on you. See, sin consciousness. And what we're taught in the church so much is sin. And you got to get this straight. Get that straight. No, God have already blessed you. When you bless, you're going to get all that straight. When you recognize that. I don't want sin. I definitely don't want to sin. I don't want sin. But the enemy make offers. Yes, I got to be ready to handle that. Yes, are you following me?
Yes,
but I'm blessed. Say it with some conviction. Say it with some conviction. So through believing, we already got it. Talking like we already got it. And acting like we already got it. Now when you do that, let me read this over to you. When you, through believing, we already got it, all right? Talking like we already got it and acting like we already got it, we appropriate what the Lord has provided. Jesus Christ. So let me wrap it up. Now I said a whole lot of things in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. And I want you to remember now, it's yours already.
Yes,
it's already mine, all right?
It's already paid for.
It is finished.
So
manifestation, let me show you one more scripture. I have to find it. Manifestation is a powerful thing. I have all type of manifestation in my life all the time. Manifestation. And it's just amazing the way God has set you up. If you walk with him right, you know what I'm saying? And I know you aiming to do that, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you one last secret here that I use all the time. And it brings forth great manifestation. You want to know it?
Yes, sir.
Let's see, can I find it here to give it to you? Wow. In John 14, verse 23, you know there's another scripture that says, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, Love your neighbor as yourself. Let me give you a combination that you know it, but we never combine them like we should. If you follow this combination, rapidly, something's going to happen in your life. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Truth and love.
Yes.
I'll take you anywhere you want to go. Jesus said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth. Truth sets you free, right?
Yes,
then he also says in 1 Corinthians 13, love never faileth.
Yes,
so if you wrap truth around you and love around you and treat your fellow man right, stop gossiping, stop talking bad about people, and just think better and say good things, you'll be blessed. Perfect love casts out fear. Love never failed. What? So if I walk in truth and if I walk in love, I can't be touched and I can't fail. Now notice here in my closing, notice here in John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, that is right there, he would do what?
He
would. And what will happen?
And follow the love of him.
And we'll do what?
And come
unto
him.
And do what?
And make
him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. I got a bag of, I'm going to show you something else. It was a greater statement here. That's what verse I wanted. Go back to verse 21. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. See now, that manifest there is all of all manifestations in that.
Yes, sir.
See, before manifestation goes up, before manifestation come, Jesus manifests himself.
Yes.
All manifestation is wrapped up in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
So when Jesus manifests himself to you, every manifestation there is in the spirit world belongs to you.
Yes,
and all of y'all have had Jesus manifested to you. So all the rest of that stuff, things and material and all the other stuff you're talking about is already yours, because in the major manifestation, he is the manifestation. All right, stand on your feet, lift your hand. That's enough. Maturing in the mystery of manifestation. Wow. What is one of the mysteries of manifestation? Somebody answer me. Lift your hand so I can see you. What is one of the mysteries of manifestation? Right now, be a student. What is one of the mysteries of manifestation? Yes, ma'am? That's all right, ma'am. That's a mystery of, see what she said? Resurrection. It's done. Give me another one. Lift your hand, don't holler out, my glad. All right, ma'am. Reality. You got to become real to you.
Yes,
that's two. Resurrection and reality. All right, daughter.
Relax.
Don't be uptight. You don't have to be uptight when you're right. Yes, ma'am. Rest. Yes, ma'am. What you fellas gonna do up in here? I'm trying to say man, but every time I can say ma'am. Receive. That's all for manifestation. You gotta receive it. Yes, sir.
Grace.
Huh?
Grace.
What do you say?
Grace.
Yes, sir. It's one I'm looking for. Who got it? Son?
Resurrection grace.
Huh?
Resurrection grace.
Resurrection grace. That's strong.
Resurrection.
Great. Resurrection favor, that's strong. So?
Confident?
Confident?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You got to have confidence.
Right. Receiving the Holy Spirit?
All right, receiving the Holy Spirit. All right. You ain't got it? You ain't got it?
Revelation,
all right. You got it? What is it?
Birthright.
Birthright, all right. But I still got one I'm looking for. You put your hand up?
All right. Love.
Love, that's strong.
Revelation.
Revelation, he said that, or Revelation. Come on, receive the offering yourself, bro. I'm through. The one. That's what I was looking for. It is finished. Come on, let's clap. It's finished. Everything you need is already finished. Don't let that devil lie to you, talking about you're not going to have it. It is yours. You have it now. It's paid for. It is finished. I got it? Go ahead, son. You can receive the offering. Stop this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand of praise.
It is finished. It is finished.
And thank God for the word that we got tonight from Apostle. You may be seated. The ushers are in the aisles.